Hey, a new Untold Story listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen to ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop the QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
You mean you're exactly reply to what I'm going to say? No, you're just going to say, like, no, that's a new untold story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Hey, is that story old or told?
No, baby!
It's a new untold story.
A new untold story.
It's a fresh, big, untold story.
A new untold story.
A new untold story, episode 285. Fuck yes. Mm-hmm. That's a big milestone number, Kyle.
285.
Mm-hmm.
Is my mic on?
I don't hear it. No, just be loud. Mine will pick yours up.
Talk?
Check, check.
I think it is.
Check, check. We good? Oh, yeah. We?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I caught you peeping.
Peeping what?
My new Porygon hat.
That's a Gastrodon.
No, it's not. You just Googled a Pokemon.
No, I didn't.
Gastrodon. That's a water type.
What is that?
This is a Porygon, and that's the original card artwork. I've been shopping on Etsy. This isn't even an ad. Those women are crafting, and they'll make you anything.
You got that on Etsy?
Yeah, I've been buying a lot of shit on Etsy.
I got something on Etsy that I can't wear.
Why?
It was like a pro Johnny Depp shirt. It was like his face with bruises.
And he had an incredibly beat up face.
And it was like, women can beat men too.
Yeah. I think that's lying around somewhere.
Yeah, I guess I could wear it now that I spoke it out loud and it didn't seem too sinister.
It implies that you've been beat.
Oh, that's the reason I can't wear it?
I mean, women can beat men as well. Like, nope, that went right. That was embarrassing as fuck. Do we have the four camera?
Right between my fingers.
Right between your fingers.
That's impressive.
Yeah, good on him. Yeah, it's a pretty sick hat though, huh? What does Porygon evolve into?
What?
What does Porygon evolve into?
I don't know. Stop.
Porygon 2.
That's the name of it?
Yeah.
They got bored.
No, that's not boredom. Just what it is.
You don't look fuckable right now.
What are you talking about?
Chrissy came in and just destroyed you.
On the act today, Chris DiStefano, comedian.
Chris DiStefano, funny comedian. He make his all of his stand-up sets make for a good TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is, like, I've always respected him and liked him as a comedian.
Yeah.
He came in and kind of, he threw some shots at us.
Well, he said, I look like a successful, popular destination city and you look like a millionaire.
He did. He said, I look like... He said you look like Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Major city.
People visit it.
He did say you look like you don't have a girlfriend.
Sure. I look like an eligible bachelor.
What'd he say about me?
Off-brand Gary Vee?
Gary Vee, if he got head instead of rich. And then he said, like, you look like a Euphoria auditioner.
Yeah.
So I like scored an audition to be like a
like everybody a hot on team that cast that fucking even getting the audition is fucked. Like, okay, yeah, so you're a bad actor but hot.
Okay, that was fine. But then he followed it up.
He went into KFC.
And he said, should I play it?
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those guys in there. Go ahead and play it. You want me to burn through an ad while you're
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You just said go ahead back to me?
All right. Yeah, yeah. So he came in and was... He roasted us, yeah. And then
it's pretty what funny.
Did I said?
You said it.
He said he's doing a show in Indianapolis. I said, "Are you opening for Pat McAfee?"
Yeah,
as a joke.
Yeah, because he wouldn't. Like he's a big time comedian.
Yeah.
Pat McAfee will probably open for him.
I think in his head he was like, "That's something that would be thought."
Yeah,
like, that's something that would be believed. So he thought I was being serious. Maybe.
Maybe.
I think he was mad. It was when he was walking out.
Oh yeah.
Fuming.
Yeah, he did get mad. Yeah, but maybe that's like I don't know him that well. Is that part of his like character? Is he like
I don't know.
But what do you
he's
have?
He's funny. He's funny as hell.
Yeah, I agree.
I've always thought he's like one of the funniest comedians.
Yeah.
Named Chris D.
He's definitely yeah.
You know what it is with those guys? Here's the truth about those guys that were sitting in the bar room. I don't know who they are, but the only one anybody cares about is Big Cat. The other ones, they pipe in with jokes. To me, they're like, "What are you doing? Open for Pat McAfee?" I was like, first of all, I'd love to. He doesn't respond to my messages. Second of all, it's like, who are these? Who are these people? You know what I mean?
Maybe Nick Rowe.
What's going on in our world is rampant narcissism. These people, they matter. The truth is, they don't matter. They're listening for Big Cat, and he just has his peripheral little friends around.
Yeah.
They're all little. They'll do nothing in life. You know what I mean? They'll get nowhere, and they just think, I want to be. They're like, we're about to break a million follower, a million subscriber YouTube plaque. They're like, wouldn't that be cool? I'm like, yeah. Not, dude, you had nothing to do with the million followers. I should break it over your fucking head and put you being crushing yourself on my Patreon. That's what
this.
I should do, you fucking asshole. I'm done. Here's who I'm done with, by the way.
What are you done with? Stand-up comedians are the biggest pussies in the world. You don't want me to do this. But it's not, he's actually successful.
He's good.
But
he's
very funny and good. But
and I look up to him.
Why are they such pussies?
I think, I don't know. I think
they want to be famous and they can't stand the fact that any terrible musician is automatically more famous and fuckable than them.
And let's keep in mind, stand up is above podcaster.
Well, they called us narcissists.
Yeah.
We podcast. We don't even get to see or hear the laughs, the uproarious laughs that we get.
Yeah.
That's the least narcissistic form of comedy.
Yeah.
You guys need to see people laughing in your face.
You need the feedback.
They're such... Why are they so sensitive?
I don't know.
It's like this clique of New York comedians who think that... They're miserable. They constantly compare themselves to other comedians.
Yeah.
That are more successful than them and other famous people. They can't stand the fact that like Brianna Chicken Fry is way more beloved than them.
Yeah.
They're so sensitive and they treat comedy like it's a fine art. Like it's the finest art in the world.
Yeah.
And that is by definition not comedy. You're just angry.
Yeah.
Just be a goof. Like you
be a goofball and then like these guys are just, you know, they're just on Big Cat's show. You're on a show as you're saying that, like to promote yourself and grow yourself as well. You're doing like the same exact thing, but he is funny.
Again, love him to death. I think he's one of the funniest. I've seen a few of his clips. His 9/11 clip was
really good.
Very good. He's just a pussy.
Yeah.
And I had the chance to say that to his face.
But we're pussies as well.
Yeah.
Sure. And that's fine. And if he's in, I would go see a show.
I would love to.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I would love to.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah, dude. But it's good to get that off the chest. And that's 20% off manscaped.com code anus, A-N-U-S.
You know I've been doing that.
Yeah, you should have just done that. You should have just done that.
It didn't work nearly.
There's no coming back from that.
Yeah.
No, I would... And if he would come back in, I would love to get like him to like roast us without saying we look like something.
Yeah, roasting. Oh, he could watch my like Pat Tillman. Like I've like done roast. He can watch back and learn from. Roasting isn't just saying you look like a virgin, or you look like you don't fuck.
Yeah.
That's not a roast. A roast has to have It has to be mathematical. It's a fine art that I do when I write.
See, now you sound like a douchebag. So I brought up how we're podcasters. We do multiple podcasts even. We're on another show called The Bracket, which we recorded last night. Mm-hmm. By we, I mean Owen and I. Kyle, you said you were sick, but you and I did have a side conversation. Do you want to talk about this?
I wasn't lying.
You meant sick in like a gnarly way.
No, I was sick.
You were sick in the head?
Oh, yeah.
Kyle, he called me. And he said,
okay, the first time you talked about publicly about me doing shrooms was a lie.
Yes.
You said someone texted me about an ultrasound.
Yeah, I made up a lie on the KFC radio live show.
Yeah, maybe like someone who does drugs and fucks girls and comes in them.
Yeah, no. And exactly,
so I didn't say anything. I was like, yeah, I'm going to let that slide.
If somebody's going to lie about me
I don't want to have two shroom stories. So I will denounce.
Let's denounce the first one.
The first one, I didn't take shrooms at all. I remember that night.
Yeah.
I did come. No, I didn't come.
You didn't come.
Yeah.
Can I confess something?
Sure.
I did mushrooms for the first time last weekend.
Nice.
With KB.
Where, in the city?
Oh, no, you were. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. And he took more than me.
Mm-hmm.
And right before we took him, he's been seeing this girl, and he was just like, I despise her. I don't like her. I'm going to, like, end things. And so I was just like, this gives me a really good idea. And I feel really bad. KB's actually been mad at me. As soon as, like, I was like, are you feeling it? He was like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I text that girl. I was like, send him this. And she just sent him a picture of an ultrasound.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. And I just sat back.
How long did you do it for?
I just didn't tell him.
Ever?
No, she texted him.
How quick?
Not quick enough.
Brother, let me tell you. This is why you guys scare me. This is why I don't like to be around Nick and KB. That is so far over the line.
Yeah.
How did he react? What did he do?
He was not. He was freaking
out.
Just
like, yeah.
Just he was like, just like, this couldn't have happened at a worse time. It was like, he was just like, as soon as the mushrooms hit, like, just
what,
like,
are the chances? What are of the that? Odds?
And I was just like, damn, dude, like, that sucks. I don't even have her number, or else I'd hit her up.
Like, the bad timing.
I wish I could help.
But no. Let me tell
yesterday
you.
Yesterday I did. Okay.
You did shrooms, but you sent me the back of the candy bar with the shrooms, and you said it said one square makes you happy, two squares makes you think, four plus squares makes you teleport. And I said, Kyle, promise me you're not going to jump to teleportation. And he didn't respond.
Well, first off, teleport doesn't like inherent. That doesn't mean like get really high.
Oh, yes, yeah. It does, dude.
Now, where is the candy bar? First, I got this from a gas station.
No, a bodega.
Bodega.
They are.
But do they
have them on the shelves, or did you have to ask?
Like, no, they're like out by the counter now.
Exactly. And I was like, there's no way this is real. This is just over the counter.
Why didn't you dip your toe?
I did. Or,
you don't have the ability to dip toe.
Okay, it says 1 to 3 pieces is a microdose. 3 to 7 is a heel, which is like, I don't...
H-E-A-L.
Yeah. And then 8 to 12 is a teleport. So I was like, I did dip my toe. I did 3.
Okay.
Microdose. And I'm like, I'm not trying to like be at a level where I can still like develop an app or code. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, that's what like guys in like,
IT guys,
Silicon Valley,
like,
they microdose.
They microdose, yes.
And I did the 3.
Leave it to those guys that made drugs uncool.
They did.
They were just like, I'm going to take a teensy amount so I can still be a dork.
So, yeah, I took 3, weighed it like the length of like a Real Monsters episode.
11 minutes?
11, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not even 30. And I was like, I'm not feeling like that warm come up feeling.
Okay.
So I doubled the dose, like a Girl Scout cookie. And I did 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. First off, I didn't wait 30 minutes to see if the 3 would feel... Anyway, I got way too high.
Also, you got way too high.
One does the trick.
Yes.
Yeah.
One.
I do 1.
I did 6.
Yeah, you did 6.
Uh-huh.
And I was about to get a tattoo, a story I'll say after this. And you walked in and your hair was standing straight up. Was it not? I don't know how that happened. I think like you were
it
so
was
hot.
Trying to teleport.
I think that or like he
was
like
it was straight up, and I remember like looking in the mirror and I was like, yeah, I'm high. This is insane. Like that's a weird hair.
But you were like literally high.
Yeah, like I was 5'9".
You're getting close.
Yeah,
and I don't know how
I
it
could not have been a jockey at any racetrack.
Not a single one. And your hair, and then we were just like, I was like, hey, I'm going to go get a tattoo. Do you need to come over to use my internet for the bracket? And you said, oh shit! And then you ran out of the bar.
Yeah,
sprinted out of the
bar. I forgot we were doing the bracket.
And so then after I get my tattoo, I call Kyle. I'm like, hey man, do you need to use my internet? And you said, promise me you won't tell him I'm high. I was like, I won't. And then he was like, okay, thanks. He hung up, and then we're in a group with IBM and CP. Mm-hmm. And he said, Nick, he like did the thing where it tags you in the group. He said, promise me you won't tell them I'm high. And I said, brother, you don't have to worry about it. And then like 15 seconds later, I get a one-on-one text from Kyle. And we don't text one-on-one very often. We're all usually lumped in. There's usually somebody to buffer this. And he said, Nick, I need you to make me a promise. I said, dude, I'm not going to tell him you're high. And then I just sent you a picture of an optical illusion.
You did.
And you said, now's not the time.
Yeah, that was fucked.
What? But I didn't. And then you didn't appear on the bracket. I was like, oh, maybe he just like fell asleep. Mm-hmm. You sent me a picture, a video. And you said, am I tripping or is this weird? And it was you alone in a karaoke bar watching like a bunch of African-American women with box braids like singing... like AWOL Nation Sale.
Yeah.
The black women of color were singing AWOL Nation Sale.
Yeah. So there was like black women singing AWOL Nation and Imagine Dragons. There was a team of theater kids doing like whole ensembles.
Yes.
And there was like this little nymphy boy. He looked like something metaphysical. He looked like a fairy.
There was a metaphysical boy.
You didn't see him. He was this tiny boy. His head was the size of like a dragon fruit or a bocce ball. It was so tiny.
Yeah.
He had these long bangs and he would like sprint from it was first off, this is the longest bar in the world.
It was the longest bar.
He would sprint and like do like these acrobatic movements, like jumps. And I was like, what the fuck is
this? Why did you do that to yourself?
Because I thought it would be fun. You're my wonder wall. So I'm just watching all of this take place. That was weird. There was a guy in like 10 coats.
He was wearing 3 Letterman jackets.
There was
the
Letterman jacket that looked like Grinnelli.
He looked like
Grinnelli. And he was like bobbing his head. Everything seemed fake, but it was terrible.
But you had to add, you were texting us a bunch of videos to reassure us that you weren't tripping. But you were. And then I thought, really concerned because the Grinnelli video, you're like, tell me this doesn't look like Grinnelli. And you accidentally just sent a picture of the ground. I was like, that's the ground.
Well, he was wearing like everything was so weird.
Grinnelli looks like he'd wear a Letterman jacket.
He does. Mm-hmm. And this guy looked just like him and was wearing one.
Yes.
Also weird. I mean, it's the same shroom story as everyone else. It's not like fun, but.
But what?
Yeah, it's like nothing
interesting. But like you were freaking out and you couldn't appear on the podcast, so what you did was you went to a karaoke bar alone.
I did.
Do you think that's wise?
Well, I was listening to like music on SoundCloud, like terrible music. And I was like, this sounds amazing. I've never heard anything better than this. Other than that, it's not a fun high. It's just...
Did you enjoy it?
It's just like, what if living was much harder? I think I have like a baby fetish because like
you do.
You just perceive things wrong.
Well, that's
all the high is. And I loved like I was like in the lobby of my apartment waiting for my Uber and every person
you
that passed.
You Ubered there like to a karaoke? How did you find it? Did you just Google a karaoke bar?
Doesn't matter.
So yeah.
That was a tough Uber.
But
And I kept, I like just loved telling every stranger. I was like, I'm tripping.
You, when you went through that sober
I think
thing,
I have like a fetish for like being treated like a baby. I was like, I want people to know that I'm incapacitated and so stupid.
Well, I'm here if you need me.
Yeah, that's what I was craving. Yeah. No one cared.
Do you need anything? You need a water?
Yeah.
But that's, you going sober was the worst thing possible for you. Because then you found Kratom, and you were like, oh, I feel worse, but at least I'm feeling something.
This is the same with shrooms.
Yes.
I didn't feel, I get like drugs that make you feel euphoric, happy, or even like tired or confident. This was the opposite. I just felt
different.
You just felt different.
I felt terrible, but like I loved it.
Will you do it again?
Yes.
Are you going back to the karaoke
yeah,
bar? Like,
yeah, yeah, I'll probably go back.
Yeah, you were really tripping. You missed a good episode of the bracket.
And there's, what is it, ego death?
Did you have ego death?
That's real.
Why?
Because I was disgusted with my, I hated myself.
You can't do mirrors.
As soon as I like came down and I was at the karaoke bar and not high, I was just like, I'm
pathetic. Were you able to sleep?
Wait, you said, am I tripping or is this really weird?
What was it?
It's like a woman in a tracksuit.
Yeah. Well, this team of like thespian TikTokers came.
Thespian,
like theater kid TikTokers came, and they were all
theater lesbians. Thespians.
Like, thespian.
That
thespian
is like the worst thing you can experience as a person. Theater kids doing karaoke.
Yes, because that's
they were just like woo.
Yeah. Because everything's an audition to them.
Let me see this guy. I hated this guy.
Wait, there was another guy like singing?
Well,
what? Did you send off any ill-advised texts?
No, never that.
What is that?
It's a video of like a ceiling fan, but he... Oh, you can't hear.
It's like, it's not a typical karaoke bar either, because it looks like a dive.
It was long.
It was long.
It's the longest bar, and you can figure it out.
But it wasn't, like, if... It wasn't wide.
It wasn't wide.
Yeah, it was just long.
That was narrow.
But while you were doing that, I went to go get a tattoo. The normal place I go couldn't fit me in, so
really?
I went to a different spot.
In Brooklyn or New York?
In New York. Nice. And I went in, and I was with IBM. He got a tattoo. It was $150. Mine was a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. I sat down. They didn't give me a quote. Mm-hmm. He leaves, and I'm still getting tattooed. And this other guy walks in, and the girl that's tattooing him, like, it was his first tattoo, and he was, like, probably your age, probably one of your friends. And he was getting, like, I don't want to say what he's getting, but something on his leg.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, like, they put the stencil on, and he was staring at himself in the mirror, like, practicing different poses he'd do with it.
Oh,
he's like, yeah, I'm going to, like, on vacation soon. Like, I want to make sure, like, it just peeks out from my swimming trunks.
It's perfect.
And then he laid down, and he was wincing really hard getting it. And then he was like, hey, like, 1 second, I have a question. And she was like, what? He said, well, I'm going on vacation soon, and I was just wondering, like, while this is healing, can I still fuck? And I was just like, and she just didn't answer, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Dude.
But then I'm getting tattooed, and then I look at the tattoo I'm getting. I'm like, oh, no, this looks way too good. And it gets done, and then they were like, that is $500.
Holy shit.
Wait, what is it?
So I get like my favorite books tattooed on me, like my things from my, and one of my favorite books is from The Dark Tower, Stephen King, The Gunslinger. So I got the gunny shoots, and I'm happy to get a good tattoo. Sure, anybody should, unless it's surrounded by other bad tattoos.
Exactly. You can't. That makes it even
so
worse.
Inherently it looks horrible.
So that would only accentuate how bad the other ones are,
exactly.
And that one itself, like
exactly. So this is just a worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And it was $500.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, what do I do now?
You have to, like, reinvest in the shitty ones?
I don't know. Because...
what is it? Oh, yeah, that's a juxtaposition.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So you could tell it was... he gentrified my arm.
He did. That's like a
He's
real
He's going to price these ones out of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And now they're going to have to flip these.
That's a very, very real gun that feels like I could pick up and use it.
Yeah.
Next to what is... What
it's a bunch of like thin line doodles,
box?
And then it looks like a gun I could pick up off your arm.
In my head, like this guy was like, oh shit, like here we go. We're going to have to move further out into Nick's body. Like, So he gentrified me. This is what it's like. I finally get it. I finally get it. And then I'm like, I can't afford to be here.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still sweet, but...
It's a good tattoo. And I like, here's the thing. I should be stoked. I should be really happy. But then when I go back to my other guy, he's going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I don't want him to try to mimic that. Oh, but then I was trying to be cool with my guy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I never know what to say to a tattoo artist. Like, oh, it looks good. But like, I'm sure they're not like, oh, this looks bad.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to be like cool. And I was trying to imply that I wanted more tattoos from him. And so I looked at him dead in the face as he's tattooing me. And I said, I need you to fill me up. And I was just like, oh, fuck. I was like on my arm. And he was like, okay. and he didn't talk to me for the rest of the time.
Ideal.
Yeah. And it was the worst.
Shit.
Yeah. So I am at a real loss. So I think
who had a more embarrassing day?
Me.
Yeah.
I finally get a good tattoo and it's the worst thing to ever happen to me.
Yeah.
I'm starting from scratch.
Shit. Pain.
Because like people, if I'm like wearing a shirt where you can see it, people are gonna be like, ooh, what happened there? Like, oh shit. Yeah. So it's, if you guys are planning to get more tattoos, make sure if you want to like, just get them bad, get them poorly. Mm-hmm. They should have never gave me fucking money.
Are we getting tattoos at all? Do we have incentives for the YouTube or anything?
No, we don't. No, we don't. Yeah. Actually, if we get like 100,000 YouTube subscribers, we'll get iced out chains from Eliante.
Yeah.
He's the guy that ices my shit.
He what?
Drake. He ices Drake's shit and ices my shit.
What are you talking about?
Eliante.
What do you mean he ices your shit?
He ices out my shit.
A cake?
No, like my like.
What is he iced out of yours?
Like chains.
Where?
I don't wear them around you. Sure as hell don't wear them around you. Then you start asking questions.
You should be pumped that I would believe that. I believe that you had ice guys.
Yeah, I don't have any ice guys. Speaking of ice, though, we were in Wheeling for the Nailers hockey.
That's a good transition.
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks, man. We were there, and they gave us it was amazing. They gave us like custom, our hometown team gave us like stitched Nailers jerseys. Mm-hmm. Mine said Nick, his said KB on the back. Each of us, both of us were number 32. Don't quite understand the significance of 32. But they were all the same sizes of like Paul Bissonnette's bizzes.
Yeah.
Because they just like didn't care. So KB was walking around like with his like, he looked exactly like fucking Dopey from Snow White. Because his sleeves were dragging on the ground and his ears are out. And they're just like walking around. You're wearing a nightshirt. You look like you're about to go downstairs and see the ghost of Christmas past.
People were so pumped to see me and shit. Like, do like Pink Whitney shots.
Mm-hmm. People didn't give a fuck about us. There's nothing more humbling than going home. Because they, like, it's always nice to like bump into people that's like a fan of you. And it's always like a boost of confidence. Going home, they do not give a single fuck
about
us. Yeah,
it's very much a New York bubble.
Oh, for sure.
Philly, Boston, Chicago. But like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm aware of that. Yeah. And I don't expect anything, but it is. They think we're fucking losers when we go back.
Yeah, they just don't get it.
But people, you're not a shot guy, and we were in the Pink Whitney corner.
So many
they were
shots.
You did like 9 shots. Your parents had to carry you out of a bar.
They didn't carry me.
Well, no, they just picked you up by
John
the giant jersey.
Yeah.
John carried you, meaning what?
They underwooded me. I don't know.
No.
I was hoping you could fill that in.
John Kerry had like a long face. What else?
What do you do?
Yeah, but we went around. We did a video with Biz.
That'll be good.
Yeah. I mean, their fans are – it's their fans like them.
Mm. They do.
Our fans
– well, just to give a taste of how they are, I conceived an app. It's the most, like, tame – app of all time. It's just an app just you take a survey and you see how correlated you are with other people who took the same survey.
Yeah.
And we made it public today, and within seconds someone created a poll that had the hard RN word.
This was seeing it around your beautiful baby. It was the hardest R I've ever seen. On the Mohs scale, it's above
it's
diamond.
It's always jarring to hear it, to see it typed in like something that I like made.
Yeah,
it was heartbreaking.
I reacted like a 1920s housewife saw a mouse. I was like,
oh,
like jumped up on the table and like pulled up my shorts.
Yeah, because the plague.
What
is it? Because of the plague,
bubonic.
Are you saying like the housewife would be shocked to see one because it's like lethal or because it was rare?
Neither.
Where did the shock come from?
Just seeing that word on something that...
No, from the 1920s wife. Where was the shock? Like, what were you saying?
They see a mouse.
What is the shock stemming from?
Seeing a mouse.
But why?
You never want a mouse in your house. You never want the N-word on your app.
Yeah, but why would you say
the N-word is mice for apps?
Nobody in any era wanted to see a mouse in their residence.
Yeah, but it was like...
But why 1920s?
Like cliche. It was like always the 20s housewife.
You could see a rat and you could go drink it off.
I would say that would be more...
They couldn't drink it off. There was prohibition.
1920s, they didn't even have...
Housewives were in hell.
They didn't even have like garage doors.
I was probably thinking
50s. But what would be so crazy about that then?
You just get startled when you see a mouse in the house.
If anything, they're more used to like lackluster
conditions. 50s.
So they were like, yeah, this is a mouse. That's more normal.
No, you don't want those 1950s, 60s wives. They would always jump up on the table and like pull up their skirts to show off like their...
They were regularly dying. Like they, I don't think they gave. They didn't you have. They didn't have air conditioning.
Regardless of era, you don't want a mouse in your
but
house.
You could have said. You could have said a 2022 person seeing a mouse, which they would be.
They
even
don't
more
jump
disgusting.
Up on tables like the housewives.
Why
did.
Would they do that in the 50s?
That's what they did. I don't know. Like, they lived up and
they
showed
probably
like their
didn't
underskirts.
Even regard a rodent in their home.
Yes, they did, Kyle. That was like a cliche
you
thing.
Think way back then, prior.
The 50s. Am I
prior to AOL? Prior to
I'm trying to make a metaphor.
TV guides.
Mice.
Prior
N-word.
To Sporkle.
House.
You think
app. Housewife. Us.
A 1920s person probably would see a fucking mouse. They'd probably see
okay,
a gerbil.
50s. I misspoke.
And be like, oh, that's a gerbil in my house. Nowadays, someone would jump on their house, on their table.
No.
Like, oh my God, a mouse. That shouldn't be here. We have so much technology.
People hardly have dining rooms anymore.
What are you talking about? We're not regressing domestically?
Yes, we are.
Can. We can't afford houses.
We can't afford houses. People don't have dining rooms. Somebody in the 50s would have scoffed at a powder room. Oh, a bathroom without a tub? Well, I can't call it a bathroom.
The 50s?
Yes.
Dwight D. Eisenhower was the president.
Yes, that's when people were jumping
you
on
tables
for
mice. You think they
were
shocked to see a fucking mouse?
Yes, dude.
Guarantee you no. No.
Regardless of era, you don't
it's
want a fucking mouse in your house.
Way back then, they were fucking dying. They were so dirty. They didn't even have bathrooms.
That's when mice had disease.
They would be like, oh my God, that's a mice. That's a mouse. That's funny.
No, they would not.
Another mouse.
People did not
There's
think that was
more
funny.
In the other
no.
room. In the 1950s?
Yes.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh my God.
Do you know what type of like carpeted interior they had in the 50s?
Yeah, it was like orange.
They ate like big Jell-O. That
molds,
was their dinner. Jell-O molds.
Yes.
You think they were disgusted by a mouse?
Yes, dude. What era?
What the fuck?
In what world would you want a mouse in your house? You think they just shrug it off
in
and let it go?
In any world, I guess, but that's the one time. In the much distant past, that's when they didn't give a fuck.
You think they just shrug it off?
I guarantee you, in the 40s,
you're
in the 50s, they didn't give a shit. Their places were filthy. They didn't even have running water. They didn't have hot water.
Yes, they did.
Holy
in
fuck,
the 50s,
dude.
That's when like there was milkmen and stuff.
They didn't even have vehicles with air conditioning.
That's when they had milkmen and
they
ice
men.
They
were constantly
you
festered.
You didn't want mice in your
house?
Know.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like that's when women
they
had pride in themselves of their house. They were housekeepers. They were home. That was their job. And a mouse in their house was like a shameful.
They were working in factories and dying of scarlet fever at 17.
I don't think we know history enough to really
I couldn't tell you anything about the 50s.
That's when it was like the 50s, 60s, like it was like...
I know the 60s.
I'm picturing strictly 50s. Milkmen as well.
Milkmen.
I'm picturing a guy with
kitchen
the white...
cabinets were orange.
Yeah, I'm
and
picturing
like,
a milkman.
Women were in like blue and white checkered dresses.
A milkman for sure, yeah. I'm picturing that. What else?
Yes, but that's...
Dust?
Like, what about that era? No, not dust. Very well-kept lawns, but they were using lawnmowers that were like... Mm-hmm. And they're like, hello. Well, yeah, they were always saying hello.
They were.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
But, like, why would you don't want a mouse in your house.
Oh, diners. They loved diners.
They loved diners. Like a
I think
like
that
a,
was the hangout.
Like a
what a pussy like Chris DeStefano is. Not even, like, kidding. Like, that was, like, dude.
I didn't see the video after. That was way too much.
I think he was a little upset about like the he's a very successful comedian and he knows that. He doesn't need us to like boost him up, but like he busted our balls. And then you asked about McAfee. I think you were busting him back, but yeah. I think it was just lost on him because you didn't compare his looks to something.
Mm-hmm. That's what they need.
Yeah.
If you said you look like someone who could open for Pat McAfee,
that would land.
It would have made
that would land.
That's all it is.
So you misspoke. Mm-hmm. That's all. So I guess apologize to him.
Yeah, well. You're using metaphors. He needs similes.
Oh, can you send me a second ad?
Yeah, when I roast people, I tend to like really pick apart and analyze like very correlated, like very cerebral jokes.
Yeah.
That take a lot of like reverse engineering and like the what I do is more of like a trade.
Do you think he's used those same exact insults on other people?
I think he's recycled them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think you quite, you don't look like Gary V.
Yeah.
But like he could have just been like, he could have called you Gary W. And like
that would have been funny. Yeah.
Against not, like, yeah. The following letter.
Yeah.
And that would imply off-brand Gary V.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Gerald W. But yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's always cool to like, he's a famous guy. I would trade places with him right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the bar for who you would trade places with?
Anybody but me.
I think you would trade. Yeah, exactly.
Because mm-hmm. even if like I was trading places with like a kid, I would like, and I could keep my brain.
I fantasize about that so often.
We get good grades for once, unlike our social report card we got at work.
Yeah, what was that? What did we get?
So they're implementing a social report card now, which is very Black Mirror of them. Did you know Black Mirror meant like your phone? That's what they call like this. That's what the show title means.
I never knew that the whole time I watched it. I never even thought about consciously about the title.
Yeah.
It's so arbitrary.
To yeah.
me. I know. I don't care about titles.
You don't?
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was like a play on like, I think they were like an insane asylum.
To get out of jail, Jack Nicholson pleaded insanity. And then Nurse Ratched comes into play.
Good Will Hunting's such a better title before you realize it's
his
just
name's
his
Will
name.
Hunting. Yeah, that's
that
horrible.
That was like you could have named him like Will Clark and still kept Good Will Hunting. Like, that's a sick title.
Yes.
And it's not corny.
His name's Will Hunting, and he's a decent guy. Yeah. Let's call it that. I'm trying to think of more movies were named like Good Will Hunting. Like what's a popular movie?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Popular movie.
I can't even think of one movie right
Shrek.
Now.
Shrek.
Yeah. So Green Ogre Shrek would be the title of that. Or that's the, you know, it's like the first adjective that comes to mind. Did you see the social report card we got?
No.
Not.
I heard they were doing it. What?
There's not a vowel on it.
A.
Let's say they're.
So they're, yeah. The, well,
we're not moving on to next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not passing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
At all.
GED?
No.
Not even that?
No.
But what does that even mean, social report card?
We're just going to have to keep working on like Facebook and Instagram before we could get to Roblox.
You got a grade. So when like the whole idea of like whoever's overhauling everything, I don't even know if we're allowed to talk about this, sent out to like all the guys that were running the accounts. We were with Grinnell at the time. They got their social report card and it looked like a 1950s housewife saw a mouse. It was just, and but ours, on the other hand,
that looked like an extreme. Yeah, whatever.
Ours, on the other hand,
I got the joke. It just 50s just seemed out of
place. I was letting that one cook. Planted the seed early.
Said,
But yeah, ours were a lot of DNFs and a lot more Fs than Ds, because it was like Twitter, D-, Facebook, F, Instagram, F, TikTok, F, and it was just like your follower grow. It was humbling and funny, which is like one of the rare times. When has that ever happened? You felt those two things at once.
Yeah, it's a unique pairing.
Yeah, and it was honestly, it's on you guys.
Yeah. So that's not
so
our
like
job, yeah.
No, like the reason we're not successful is not because of us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you guys. And what the people want is for us to destroy their timelines with every second of the podcast. Don't listen to the podcast. Just wait for all of our posts.
I'll never succumb to that tactic. I think it works for some people. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just posting all the time.
So
I think it will get you followers and subsequently, I guess, listeners, but not people. That's how you snag people who don't really care. They're just online a lot and they just saw it and they were curious.
Right.
I don't know.
But then again, on the flip side, it's not like we sell merch or anything. Our followers are unique because instead of buying merch, they'll just say the N-word on our apps.
Mm-hmm. And I hate the fact we're like, dude, what gain did he get out of that? He got a lot of gain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked.
And
just destroyed the app. It just pissed us off. We're talking about it. Yeah. Yeah, he was like, yeah, I'm going to just go ruin their day for a little.
So I could buy their merch and show that their pod should stay around on the network. Or... their side ventures of, maybe this.
Yeah.
Let's just.
And it worked. Yeah.
Yeah.
So every time he's like, what'd you get out of that? This. This. He got it.
By us talking about it, it's only going to happen more. But fuck that guy. Because that was that was maybe the most wholesome idea a person's ever had.
One of my.
You wanted to bring people together.
I did. I had big plans for that app.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
So, sound that makes an asterisk.
Yeah, you can't do a vocal asterisk.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, too.
The Ghanaians I was hanging out with.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think so.
So Ghanans isn't right?
Dude, I embarrass myself in front of the Ghanaian because he loves hot sauce and he loves hot sauce from Ghana. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's get him some hot sauce from Ghana. Gave him the jar of it. He was like, this is from French Guiana.
French Guiana.
So that was Guyana.
That's the one in South America.
Yeah, French. And that's the sauce they got him. And I was like, oh, geez.
From the wrong country.
From the wrong country.
I hate people like that.
What? We didn't describe a person there.
That's the equivalent of when.
wait. I was talking about a hot sauce, and you said I hate people like that.
It's the same people who will see your name typed out on social media and still spell it wrong.
Yeah, but this was accidental. It truly was.
You just thought French Guinea was Ghana.
Yeah.
Because it had a G.
Yes. It's similar, and it's even if you say you're Guyanan, or I don't even know what you'd call yourself. You're from French Guyana.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of I was meeting some friends and family in South Carolina.
Guyana, yeah, it is.
And
Guyana.
I told them I was from Long Island, and they're like, "Oh wow, we have friends in Maryland."
Okay,
that was their response.
Yeah,
I hate people who don't know. I hate people who don't just say geographic things mm-hmm. without knowing it.
No, it's every time I see two dudes making out, I'm like, "Hey, I know KB." I was like, "Yeah," and then it's it was you kissing the guy. You're like, "Yeah, oh, me too."
That. Didn't happen. All right, whatever.
No, but I'm afraid the final scene of this video, I had to leave Monday to do a fake press conference against Roan.
Mm-hmm.
And Roan's whole thing with his video is he was with this boxer, Ryan Garcia. He had a bunch of Ryan Garcia lookalikes. Mm-hmm. And the one was the most insufferable dude in the world. And he went up to Roan and put him in the weirdest spot. He was like, why do I feel like you don't like me? And Roan was like,
oh.
And he was just the most typical actor. He was he forced his way into every scene and had the most lines. But Roan walked out in the press conference with all his Ryan Garcias behind him. It's a funny visual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I have to walk out. They had eight Ghanaian dancers in full Ghana garb behind me.
Was it lookalikes and, too?
No. But they were all, there was men, women, but they were all ethnically.
They were blunt doubles.
Ethnically challenged, so not white?
No. They were just all ethnically Ghanaian.
Okay, yeah.
But I thought it would be funny if we got one guy doing Ghanaian dance, but there's not anybody in the city. There's no white dudes in the city that knows any traditional Ghanaian dances.
No.
But they walked in all behind me. So it was my troop of like Ghanaian dancers. We took like a huge limo over, and it was the strangest thing. And I don't know why it happened.
I don't either, but I love it.
I think a visual of me walking
the visual,
out.
Yeah.
Because like I don't fit into that crowd. Like I'm not a good dancer. And so yeah, I stuck out like a sore thumb.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That was the reason. Yeah.
That was primarily it. Yeah. What's up with you?
It's got to feel good, though. I think this is like there's a lot of money in this project.
I wouldn't know.
No.
No, no, no. Instead of me getting paid, though,
you're
they are.
You're good at drawing and illustrating.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of like other backup plan. You're very good. Did you teach a drawing, a sketch class?
I taught a graphic art class at the Stifel Fine Arts Center.
And I took a class there as a child.
Yeah.
It was just sketching.
Okay. So I taught a class to special needs kids. I taught them graphic design. I tried to, but like you couldn't just throw them in Illustrator or Photoshop, so you have to go into like Microsoft Paint. They still try to fucking drink that.
They tried to eat the
Microsoft. I had to like make logos for like their favorite things.
Yeah, it feels like you're skipping lots of steps.
Yes.
Maybe just hold a pencil first.
No, it was like no, but I was teaching him digital art.
Yeah, I feel like that's but it was like a summer possible.
Yeah, why?
What like?
My job was it was all summer. I was when I was a freshman sophomore in college. I went to this place at my own classroom, taught these kids for like 2 hours, and then they tried to get me to teach a special needs robotics class. And I was just like, why are you? I think there's a lot of grant money in throwing that in front of it.
Like, let's teach these special needs kids things that you need a degree.
Yeah.
To truly know.
I think they're good at tech.
Are they?
Yeah. I think the slow bros love iPads.
They do.
Oh my God, yeah. Dude. This is actually a phenomenon. I would see like severely autistic, like 17-month-old kids at my job, and they knew nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't speak or communicate in any way, mm-hmm. but they could turn on an iPad.
They love changing settings.
Scroll to the YouTube app, like search in the YouTube app. I was like, you can't spell. you can't talk, read, mm-hmm. you're one, and autistic. But they can use like the search tab. Like they just like mush the keyboard and it's so the autocorrect just figures it out. They just have like the finger placements down and they would watch like their videos all day.
Yeah.
They would go to the comment section.
And do what?
Nothing. They wouldn't like comment. They would like read them and comments can be toxic.
Comments can be toxic.
And I hated the fact they were reading them.
Owen and I found out recording yesterday. It was when you were at the karaoke bar alone. We're glossing over how sad that is. Has anybody gone to a karaoke bar alone?
Yeah. When we were
The guy with the Letterman jacket was alone. There was a black guy.
But was he singing?
Everyone was out of place. There was the little nymphy boy that was doing acrobats. He was definitely alone. The Letterman jacket was alone. The black guy in the suit with the tooth guy was alone.
I would swear a nymphy boy travels in packs.
This nymphy boy, I can't get over it because he was like such a hallucination, but not. He was there when I was like coming down and back to sobriety. He was still there doing his same things. And I was like, I don't even know how to, this is insane.
Dude.
A nymphy boy. His head was the size of a grapefruit. Like Jenny Finch would pitch his head 100 miles per hour. His head was so small and his hair was so big.
We got to get him on the pod.
Small head, big hair looking ass. And he was doing acrobat. He was sprinting from the back of the bar while the karaoke was going on.
Did he have like good air time?
He would do like little jumps.
That's nymphy of him.
He was skipping?
Dude, that like.
He was a male fairy, or I think that's a gender neutral term. He was a fairy.
He was a they fairy. Yeah. But like those nymphy boys have the best hang time.
He got up so high.
Not only are they like sneaky athletic, they're whimsy as all hell.
He was whimsy.
Yeah. But while you were doing that, Owen discovered that there are Olympic level, fully quadriplegic fencing.
Mouth?
I don't know. Apparently they're on a track and they like ram them
in. Yeah, so their chairs are on a track and they're sort of.
So it's essentially battle bots.
Yeah. They're not controlling anything.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Do they even know when they're hit?
The only silver lining for me, if that was ever the case to happen, like,
yeah,
is that I feel like you lose like intellectual ability.
Really?
But I also, now that I think about it, you probably don't.
No, definitely not.
So you're still like, you have the same wherewithal. You're just.
No, it's the opposite. You have all of it. You're just stuck in a.
Yeah, you're just trapped in a. Your body is your prison.
You don't lose any like mental capacity.
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so sometimes, and they just have them jousting. It's insane. Is it freaking you out to think about?
Yeah, it's just like, whoa.
What sport makes the most sense for quadriplegics? Water polo?
None of them.
No.
And none of them ever.
Skydiving? I guess.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Ironically, it's probably like the most extreme sports.
What else?
I don't know, like tightrope walking. You don't have to like.
That's
balance.
Walking is in the name.
You don't have to
lay over.
If
it,
you tightrope walk, roll. You don't have to like stay up the whole time,
dude. A Paralympics tightrope walk, like, and it's just like way wider. a handicapped tightrope is
just
really
it's
funny.
A field. So you have to get across. You have to get across anything.
It's a lot. It's a parking lot.
Uh-huh. They just wheel over the Williamsburg Bridge.
Yeah, that's it. And there's like, wow, good for them. Yeah, I think like the tightrope walking was maybe the worst. That you have to be the most able-bodied.
Mm. Yeah, but they could still do it.
No, they couldn't, Kyle.
Because part of tightrope walking a lot of times is falling, whether you like it or not. That's like the harsh reality. That's the grim reality of the sport.
Yeah.
So as long as they were just placed on the tightrope for any period of time and they fell, they would still be, by definition, doing it.
No, because you have to walk.
Yeah. So that it's not tightrope walking.
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of.
But it's certainly not basketball.
No.
They would give them the little shoot at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
That thing's like an auto spare at least.
That with bumpers combined, you're if you actually we should do that for a video. We have to try to get under 100.
A really cocky quadriplegic who's just very good at the rolling down, and he gets like a 220 score every time because he just like. Just bumps it with his head.
The shape of his head.
He's such a dick about it.
The shape of his head, like, warrants.
Yeah.
I realize I have a weird head shape. Because everybody has, like, a flatter forehead right here. Mine is not flat at any. It's always arced somewhere. And I can't wear, like, beanies. It's like, I don't have
a. You see a specific picture of yourself from a bad angle?
Yep.
I've had those that have ruined my life.
Yeah. I realize I don't have a front of my face. Everything is, I'm all side.
I legitimately thought I had a small nose until junior year of college.
Same. I saw a side profile where my nose looked so big, and it ruined my day.
It's amazing to how long a bad photo can knock you out of commission.
Not just long, like lengthwise, but just how detrimental it is.
Yeah,
to see that you look pathetic.
And granted, I don't do anything to make changes.
Mm-mm. I mean, what can you do?
I feel like I don't know. Yeah, you're right. They're fuck. But especially when we're like out doing goofy stuff and like, I don't know, like every time we do a branded video, they're like, all right, take your shirts off. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Why are you guys always shirtless in branded videos?
We are.
And our branded videos are getting gayer and gayer. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, do the wood body wash, but you guys are going to be like rubbing it on each other. I'm like, no. They're like, all right, we'll do the dude wipes one. Censor that.
They wrote a Ron and Sass Dat Chat commercial where they fucked. Never used it.
Yeah, it was for the personal collection.
Oh, they did do that shoot, though.
But yeah. The dude wipes one, they cut the scene where Kyle was actually wiping my asshole.
I did.
And I, like, the only time a man would wipe another man's asshole is one, if he's quadriplegic, mm-hmm. or two, he's preparing to fuck the butthole. Mm-hmm. Or C, both.
Yeah.
I wonder if C probably happens every once in a while.
A gay quadriplegic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine it's the same. How many quadriplegics are there?
Do you think there's like more people in Luxembourg or quadriplegics?
There's more people in Luxembourg.
Hmm.
I don't know how many there are, so I said that blindly confident. Do you know how many there are?
South Dakota needs 6 classes for their football high school championships.
You said like, needs?
they do, like, and people are like, justify it. Like, yeah, you can't have a school with 200 kids going up against a school with 450 kids. It's unfair.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, Luxembourg is competing against the United States in the Olympics. So don't, like, get, like, people got, like, I made that take, like, way too many.
They got mad at you.
Classes people for high school state championships.
Yeah.
And people, like, tried to, like, say I was wrong.
They were saying that was, were, it's a weird hill to die on.
Well, it's a weird hill to die
on. At a certain point, if you're trying to make competition completely equal, it's not competition at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
5.4 million quadriplegic.
No way there's 5.4 million quadriplegic. No way,
one
dude.
Out of every what?
50.
Okay. One out of every no, fifth? No.
There's not that little people in the world.
The Christopher Reeve Foundation? There has to be a country that has all the quadriplegics. Like
five
that island in Italy where everybody's blind.
Nick, 5.4 million isn't a lot.
One of every 50?
Out of seven, that's not the stats. There's 7 billion people. That's
right.
Much less.
It's about 13%.
13% of the world.
No.
That's not true. I don't know one.
Yeah.
13% is not 5 million.
No, it's not.
5 million out of 7 billion
five,
is like
5 million
is
like
still
1%.
A lot.
Decimal.
Five, that's one. I still don't believe it. That's too high.
I believe that.
That's too
or
high.
Would that be half a percent?
I believe that.
That's a damn shame.
That's not. That's
how many
like,
of those are
refreshing.
Jelly bean people where they got them all removed?
What do you mean?
A jelly bean is if you have all four removed.
Yeah.
That's a real thing on porn.
Oh, God.
Oh, on porn?
Yeah.
Ugh. If you
they
watch
could
that,
have used like
up.
A bigger object that's unlimbed.
Like what?
To describe them.
A lima bean.
A bigger op.
Yeah. Like a couch.
Couch porn. And
I
it's
mean,
not casting couch.
I mean, one of the four parts of a couch is legs.
Yeah.
And Kyle
yeah,
said
yeah.
Couch.
Like a chair.
Legs.
Arms.
Spider
arms.
I'm trying to think of an inanimate object that doesn't have arms or legs or appendages in any way.
You
it's
can.
Very hard.
You can.
The table.
Legs.
No. Fuck. A television antenna.
What about like an argument? No, it has legs.
Something
oh,
abstract.
Your arguments have legs.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Name something that doesn't have legs.
Something that doesn't have legs?
Come on.
Like.
If you're starting with biggest to smallest, the first thing
like
is
a
jelly
video
bean.
Game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, disc.
Oh, it does lag when the internet's bad.
Oh, fuck off for that one.
That wasn't, no, that was.
You're about
those, to. Those were real-time comedy.
RTC.
Halo. Fuck.
What about, did you ever play video games?
Not really.
Yeah. I would play like simulation games, like farming. I would like just like grow bok choy. It would just like take hours and hours.
I believe that.
I also was obsessed with this iPhone app called Smurfs Village. Did I ever talk about this?
No.
I spent $300 on Smurfs Village my junior year of college.
I believe
did
that.
You...
Yeah, I spent the equivalent on Yahtzee. But
how did you? Wait a minute. What are you? What in-app purchases are in Yahtzee?
All of those apps have micro like in-app purchases.
What are you buying in Yahtzee?
Just lives.
Oh, like to make it easier.
You just have
yeah.
to fucking. You need to pay to play. It's fucking pathetic, dude.
I was at least buying like vanity Smurfs like you bought her hut and you could like change the outfits of your Smurfs. I bought like the fishing game. I spent a lot of money.
Yeah, that,
yeah. Kyle, pathetic. His were vanity Smurfs.
His
I don't
vanity
know why
Smurfs.
You were
these
wasting
were,
your
these
money
were digital
on
digital Smurfs.
As opposed to what type of Smurfs?
On a child
I don't know.
Board
like
game.
Every one? Smurf is digital. Moron.
It's not based in any reality.
That's not true. There was,
I mean, maybe like gnome
think the,
folklore.
There was a Smurf rally in France in the height of
you have a tattoo
COVID-19.
From that line.
I do. It's great.
That fell off your body. You're lucky. Some people have bad tattoos. You stick with it.
Yeah. Oh, are you gonna like put lotion and heal, or are you gonna let it just
kind of? I'm kind of hoping just to like rough it up a little bit.
Yeah. Get her dirty.
Yeah.
I don't care. The racist like sentiment is always, I don't care if he's black, white. Purple.
Yeah.
It's always black, white, purple.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you would.
You'd care if they
if
were purple.
If a purple person like did anything to me, I would hate it.
That would be the first thing I'd call him out on.
That'd be like the worst color to be. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck?
There's a purple guy over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This tattoo shop, I forgot to mention. I really want to get at least some sort of thing to make my leg look less swastika-y. Mm. And by swastika-y, I mean my leg has a swastika on it.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't have an image that looks like a swastika. It does have a swastika.
It doesn't have swastika traits because it just is one.
Yeah.
And I saw there was a tattoo shop in New York that was like, they're trying to be really woke. And there was like, we believe in second chances. We'll cover up your swastika for free.
No way.
I might just buy a tattoo gun, go all out with swastikas, and go get like a free sleeve.
Holy shit.
Yeah, just a bunch of swastikas. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's like a little loophole that white people can use.
They have to say yes.
Yeah.
We should do that. We should film that.
I don't want to do that. Because like the time from like me doing it to walking into the tattoo shop, something would happen in between.
You would die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would get strip searched or something.
Yeah.
Would it reveal it to the public.
Yeah. So they weren't thinking of that.
That's hilarious, though.
But good on them. A little performance. Because, like, you know you'd walk in there with a swastika and be like, fuck you. It's probably just a ploy to catch Nazis.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a tattoo artist that became a Nazi.
In that order?
He's the guy that did my mom heart, and then he became a Nazi very soon after. Like Tila Tequila.
She did.
Full blown.
She did.
She's a lesbian Nazi.
She's lesbian?
Yes. You've never watched her, what was her VH1 show?
Tequila, Shot of Love.
Double Shot of Love.
Double Shot
Because it had males and females.
All right, I'll bite. How is Tila Tequila a Nazi?
You're Chinese.
Yeah, she has to be the loneliest Nazi because other Nazis wouldn't fuck with her, and people who aren't Nazis wouldn't fuck with her.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's like Pixar's The Last Dinosaur. Yeah.
Just
the
like
loneliest
that.
Nazi. Yeah. Do you feel bad? It's art because it makes you think. Do you feel bad? Do you loathe her? Do you pity her?
Yeah. Poor girl.
I think she's trying to become the most marginalized human being of all time. A lesbian minority Nazi. Yeah.
That's, yeah, I mean, shit.
Yeah. Anyways. Anything else to talk about?
You guys are traveling?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, it never ends, so. The whole Ghana thing wasn't a bit. They were trying to send me to Ghana.
Yes.
I couldn't get my shots in time.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
But then I had to go to Miami to meet that guy.
Don't act like it's a desirable vacation destination.
Why would I act like that?
I feel like some people would.
Like who?
I guess, I don't know. Depends on what you're looking for.
No.
So, like, stop making like developing countries or look like something they're not.
Yeah.
It's a sad situation.
Yeah, it is.
That they're.
But we're going to San Antonio next week to do a video. We're going to find the fattest ass in San Antonio.
We keep getting lucky with these destinations.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just like probably the only major city with 1 million people that people talk less about than a city with 20,000 people.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about San Antonio.
Their social footprint is zero.
Yeah.
It's like the middle child of Texas.
I have no idea like what their thing is. I already forgot about like...
You forgot the Alamo.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ. That's the one rule of
Alamo. I just remembered it. I forgot about it.
It's like Fight Club.
Yeah, I forgot about the Alamo.
Jesus.
And that was like the one thing. Their entire claim to fame is that they have the Alamo and you have to remember it.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what else?
I don't know. But like having something that they force you to remember is whack. Fuck the Alamo. Fuck the Titans.
Well, New York does that as well.
Never forget.
Never forget.
That's different than remember.
Is it?
No, it's the same thing.
Never forget.
Never forget and always remember.
Same thing.
Never forget is cooler.
It does. It sounds harder.
Because it's implying that
No, it implies like vengeance.
Yes.
Remember is just like, this is a good thing that happened.
Yeah.
It was, I don't even know what the Alamo was. Spanish-American war?
Yeah. That we lost like that fight.
Fort?
Davy Crockett died in that fight.
Davy Crockett
died in that fight.
Davy Crockett
died in the Alamo.
Overlapped with the Alamo.
He died in the
Alamo.
I
thought he was like a fucking Appalachian, like coonskin hat wearing pioneer.
No,
who had like arrowheads.
Davy Crockett died in 1981.
I'm thinking of Daniel Boone. Who they're the same person.
You're thinking of Johnny Appleseed or maybe John Henry.
Yeah, I was thinking of Johnny Appleseed. That's who I was thinking of. Yeah, I thought we were talking about Johnny Appleseed.
Do you know how many you always confuse like historical figures with Johnny Appleseed?
I've
and you
done
think
it
every
once.
Athlete is Shoeless Joe Jackson?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but no. So, are we going to the Alamo?
No,
no, I wouldn't.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Give a fuck. There's like a couple things I have. There's no appeal to me, and it's historical. I texted this to somebody recently. What was the other thing?
I don't know. Would you rather go to the Alamo while you're in San Antonio or find $3 on the ground while you're there?
$3.
Without doubt.
And I would still throw it in the garbage.
You're a monster.
What was it?
Who did you send it to?
This is going to be good. Little dive into my mind.
Mm.
Okay, yeah.
You got it?
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
Oh. All right, we'll leave him on a
cliff.
We'll leave it at that.
Fuck no, baby! It's a new untold story!